Now we present an encore presentation of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander.
Another very good week on Wall Street. We saw the Dow up 2%, the S&P 500 up 2.3%, now year-to-date up 9.7%. Closing at 52.34. Now that in itself is a milestone for me, 52.34. NASDAQ 16.429 up 2.9%, up year-to-date 9.4. So the S&P right now is in first place behind oil, which is first. Oil this week, about flat, but still year-to-date up 12.8%, closing at $80.82 a barrel. 10-year treasury at 4.2. International index up this week, too, with rates. This was the week where all the banks out there, the FOMC, the BOE, the Bank of Japan, Swiss Bank. Let's get into it. Last week, the Fed Reserve had their meeting here in the U.S. This was the March FOMC meeting and press conference. And they released their updated set of economic projections. And so the Fed left the Fed funds rate at hold 5.25 to 5.5%, but they updated what they call their dot plot. What does that mean? I'm going to explain that here in a second. And they said there's going to be three rate cuts, in their opinion, in 24. And they see, this was the key, they see that this rate, Fed fund rate, heading towards 3.1%. That's great, isn't it? 3.1. So what I'm saying is 5.25 to 5.5. Down to 3.1 by 2026. So that indicated this is probably the last year that we're going to see any sort of a hike and the start of cuts. And so the market liked that. And the market, of course, rallied this week. And we went through that resistance I've been talking about, 5,200. Remember I said a few weeks ago, if we go through there and close, what's next? That's a good question. So anyways, what this dot plot's all about here, let me give you these rates. If you're in the process right now of refinancing your loan or thinking about it, and you've got a little bit of bandwidth, I had this client this past week, he got all excited. He started emailing me and his banker, and he's like, hey, send him the personal financial statement, and da-da-da-da. And I go look at his statement. I say, hey, I go, you have till September to refinance your property. Why are you getting all excited about it now? Well, I don't know. Okay, chill out. Here's why. 2024, this was from the Fed dot plot. They said 4.6%. 4.6. So that could be over 1% difference from what you would get today. You follow me? 2025, 3.9. I just told you 2026, 3.1. And longer term, according to the Fed again, 2.6. So what's the moral? Well, the moral is if you can wait a couple years to refinance your loan, then maybe you should. In our view, this implies that longer-term treasury yields, now listen to what I'm saying there, longer-term treasury bonds that you might buy may remain elevated versus those that are shorter term, because once rates start to drop, what's going to happen to bond values? Heading into the meeting, markets remained uncertain whether the Fed was going to maintain their rate cut this year, especially because remember the last couple shows we've been talking about the inflation readings and how January and February had some somewhat hotter than expected numbers. But Fed Chair Powell, again, which is unique for him to say this, he sees, inflation coming gradually down to the 2%, even though there's going to be a bumpy patch, end quote. So, all right. Thanks, Chair Powell, for making it clear for us. Markets like that. And that's why we had another rally in the week. And this was really pretty much across the board as we saw cyclical parts of the market, including small cap, mid caps, and sectors like industrials, financials. These were the top performing segments of the week. I like this theme of not one sector like tech just dominating everything. You got this broad rally happening now. And so, sure, there could be some volatility ahead, 5 to 10%. I always talk about that, the air pocket. They just come. It's like flying an airplane. You're up there flying, you hit an air pocket, you drop. It's the same thing in the market. Things like that just happen. So if that happens, given the way the economy is right now, that's an opportunity for you to further diversify and broaden out your portfolio. In addition to the Fed, other banks around the world, including the Bank of Japan, the Swiss National Bank, and the Bank of England had meetings last week, and Swiss National Bank surprised everybody. They were the first ones to cut rates by 0.25%. Their rates right now are 1.5%. Maybe we can borrow some money in Switzerland. They noticed that the fight against inflation over the past 2.5 years has been effective, end quote. And as you know, we talked about the BOE, who met as well. They held rates, but they said, hey, in the summer, we're thinking August, we're going to start cutting rates. So markets like all that. They just do. So there's that. And the exception, which I want to talk about, is Bank of Japan. Remember BOJ? Could have some big in Japan music. But anyway, I was slow on that one. Anyway, Bank of Japan, they raised rates last week. Yeah. This was the first time, I remember this, in 17 years. It's been 17 years. Think about that. 17 years since they raised rates. And so they took their negative 0.1%, that was their interest rate, to raised it to 0.1%. Woo, 10th of basis point. That's huge. Anyways, they did it. So congratulations, Japan. You're the exception. Okay, moving on. Let's look at some other stuff. Housing. Housing has gotten kind of excited. Check this out. This is inflation, by the way. So sorry, pal. Home sales this past month, look at this, jumped 9.5% month over month. This hit a near one-year high of 4.38 million homes. Wow.
Investment advisory services are offered through Liberty Wealth Management, a registered investment advisor. This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as a basis for investment decisions. The strategies mentioned are not suitable for everyone. The information expressed does not consider your specific situation or objectives and may not be appropriate for all investors. Past performance is not indicative of future results. To better understand the risk associated with investing and how it reacts to different market conditions, listeners should always consult with their qualified investment professionals, financial advisors, legal or tax specialists, and conduct their due diligence before making any financial decisions or taking any action. The legal information provided on the air is not intended to substitute for callers hiring their lawyers to advise them about personal legal matters. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Liberty Group LLC paid for the following program, and the host's views and opinions do not represent those of the station or its ownership. California Life Agent number 048569. Persons engaging the services of one affiliate of Liberty Group LLC companies should be aware that each company is operated separately. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.